If you don't, you have disproven the hypothesis that the emulsifiers are causative. But you were not, you still haven't proven anything, right? That's how it works. It's a whole narrowing down.
You can disprove, you can't prove.
You can't prove things. You can only disprove things.
So, exactly.
So if you only fed emulsifiers without the sugar content or without some of the other ingredients, and they did get type 2 diabetes, you still haven't proven anything. Need to then delve into mechanism. And there's a certain point when you can make mechanistic observations and know how function works, where the overriding principles of science be darned, you've proved something.
Close enough. You've
Welcome back to Title IX Arena. Let's see. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And again, you're listening to KDVS Davis. So I just got back from San Luis Obispo at like after midnight. And I had to wake up at like 7 a.m. So if I like trip up on my words today, I'm so sorry. I'm just really tired. But let me find like a holiday today. Because I think every show that I've done so far has landed on a holiday. First show was April Fool's Day. And then the second show was Tax Day. So I'm just going to look up if there are any holidays today. Let's see. Are there any holidays in the... Okay, today's Arbor Day. Look at that. Happy Arbor Day, everybody. Oh, wait. Yeah. Happy Arbor Day. I know New Jersey's big on Arbor Day. I think we all got like trees or something every Arbor Day when I was in like elementary school. That's rad. I love Arbor Day. It's cool. Happy Arbor Day, everybody. To those who celebrate. I just want to do like a quick shout out to the UCD women's rowing team. They had WIRA this weekend. That was the regionals. And I think our double medaled in one of the races. And I'm pretty sure they had a pretty successful weekend. So congrats to them. Go Ags. So let's see what I got to start out today. Okay, so... Sadly, last time my show was the day of the WNBA draft, so I couldn't talk about it. And the draft was like 2 weeks ago, so all of this is like kind of old news. But of course, Caitlin Clark got drafted first. She was like the number one pick. And then my queen, Cameron Brink, number two pick. She's going to the LA. She went to the LA Sparks. And then number three... I think was, who was number three? Was that Camila Cardoso? Who was the third pick WNBA draft? If I'm right, it's Camila Cardoso. And yeah, Camila Cardoso, and she's going to the Chicago Sky along with the Bayou Barbie Angel Reese. The WNBA camp started yesterday. So there's like a bunch of new photos from the practices. One thing with the WNBA is that camps are essentially a tryout. So even though the players were drafted onto the teams, that doesn't mean they're going to make the cut, because the WNBA only allows, if I'm correct, they only allow 13 players per team. And some teams opt for 12 players if they wanted to stack their team full of superstars. So they do not go over the salary limit. And Angel Reese even said, I don't want to go into the league thinking I'm automatically on a team because I'm not. I need to go out there and earn my spot. So if Angel Reese is saying that, that's like actually crazy because she's a top player. She's been a top player for years. But the Chicago Sky did cut one of their players before camp even started because I think they know that with two big superstar rookies coming into the league, it wouldn't be good for one. It would be horrible for press if they cut Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese, or like one of them, going into the season. And also, Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso are going to be great for the Chicago Sky. Camila Cardoso is a defensive superstar and also very good in the paint. And an Angel Reese could, I don't want to say shoot from anywhere, but she is a pretty good shooter. Indiana got Caitlin Clark. And for like a week or so, she got, she had the record for, she had the record for like jersey numbers, like jerseys sold on draft day. However, Chicago Bears fans beat, Caitlin Clark by getting so many Caleb Williams jerseys, last week in the NFL draft. So she held that record for a good bit. Still impressive. I think the Pacers were down in the like NBA playoffs, and then Caitlin Clark was at one of the games, and they like put her in like an Indy car, which is really funny, and she was just like sitting in the Indy car. And then they ended up winning that game, so who knows, maybe Caitlin Clark is like going, it's like a good luck charm for the Pacers or something. But more news in women's basketball. If you are a Pac-12 fan, which I'm pretty sure there are some out there since I'm out in California, Kiki Iriofen was Stanford's top like point scorer all season long. And then Tara Vanderveer, she retired a couple weeks ago, which breaks my heart. But Kiki Iriofen went, like, she immediately hit the transfer portal after that. And I was just, like, floored because I'm a very big Stanford fan, so I have no clue what's going to happen next year. But Kiki Iriofen hit the transfer portal, and it was recently announced that she is going to be heading to Southern California with Juju Watkins. Yeah, I have here in my notes, Kiki Iriofen to USC, we are cooked. yeah, so if you are a USC fan, I think you have a very good chance of going to the final next year, at least making it to the Final Four, because your team is going to be stacked next year. You got Juju Watkins, the highest scoring, like highest freshman, best freshman in college right now. And then you have Kiki Iriofen is going to be a senior, and she also is a very big point scorer. So your team's going to be stacked next year. I would not be worried about whether your team is going to make the March Madness or not, because you guys are, and you guys are going to make it very, very far. So congratulations to you guys. let's see, what else do I got? So there was a lot of soccer this weekend. I missed a lot of it. However, I guess my prayers were heard by the soccer gods, because Chelsea lost on aggregate to Barcelona in the Women's Champions League. I forgot to like get a recording of the Champions League music I forgot to get a recording of it. But just pretend that the Champions League music is playing in the background. Yeah, but Chelsea lost on aggregate 2-1 to Barcelona. They lost 2-0 on Saturday at home, which is actually awful. People are saying that the refs were like the 12th man on the pitch. I did not get to watch the game over the weekend because I was traveling. But Kadisha Buchanan was given a second yellow. She had a yellow from the first game, and two yellows means she had a red card, which means Chelsea were now down one woman and only had 10 men, 10 women on the field, like 10 people playing on the field since Kadisha Buchanan was sent off. And with a red card, you can't like replace someone with a red card. You can only play with 10 players. So that might have led to Barcelona's win. However, my thing is that I don't think we'll ever know. I don't think we'll ever know like what would have happened if something turned out this way, something turned out another way, because they were tied 1-1 even before Kadisha Buchanan had that red card. But yeah, it could have went to penalties. Chelsea could have scored again, and I wouldn't be talking about this right now. But yeah, Barcelona for I forget like how many years in a row they've made the Champions League final, but they're like one of the greatest teams in women's football right now. So yeah, I wasn't really surprised that they came off with a win. And then Lyon beat PSG also on Saturday as well. I also predicted that they would win that too. So I guess you guys heard it here first. I had the real predictions of what was going to happen. But yeah, Lyon beat PSG. So Lyon is going to the final as well in Bilbao. And this is Wendy Renard. She's on Lyon. This is Wendy Renard's 11th Champions League final, which is actually crazy. She's been playing for so long. She's like one of France's best players. And Lyon also has Lindsay Horan, who is the captain for the U.S. Women's National Team. Daniela van der Donk, she's a Dutch player. Ellie Carpenter, who's a really young defender from Australia. Who else do they got? They got Diani, and she just scores goals. I haven't like seen a game where she hasn't scored. She's just like Lyon's top goal scorer. They have Vanessa Gilles from, she's on loan from Angel City. She's a Canadian. They got a lot of star players, but so does Barcelona. They have Lucy Bronze, Aitana Bonmati, who did get the equalizer on aggregate in the game on Saturday. She's like the best player, in my opinion, one of the best midfielders and best players in the world right now. So yeah, they have Aitana Bonmati, Lucy Bronze, and Kira Walsh from England. Yeah, they have Carolyn Graham Hansen, who has come in clutch for Barcelona this season. And then they also have Selma Parayuelo, and she is very young, one of the best young players out there right now. So yeah, I'm not surprised that both teams have made the Champions League final. So congrats to the both of them. In the WSL in England this weekend, it was kind of uneventful. A lot of the games ended in ties. Like, there were 5 games this weekend. 3 of them ended in ties. Arsenal played Everton, and Arsenal was up 1-0 until, like, the 96th minute or something. And then the 16-year-old, from Everton's side, scored the equalizer. And then the game ended right after she scored that. As an Arsenal fan, I'm gutted that we only got 1 point out of that. But that was really cool. That was, like, I think she's the youngest WSL goal scorer. It was really cool to see her come in clutch like that and just score the final goal and just tie it for Everton. I don't think they were in a relegation battle, but relegation is over for the WSL, and you'll see why in a bit. West Ham and Aston Villa tied 1-1. I think Christy Mewis was not playing this game. Christy Mewis is an American that moved to England. Yeah, she was out this game, but they still held strong against Aston Villa. It was kind of like the mid-off, so I wasn't really expecting anything from this. Tottenham played Brighton, and that was 1-1, still another like mid-off, I guess. Man United beat Leicester City 1-0, and Ella Toon hit a world, like, she like scored a worldie, and she, even after the game, said, like, Mary Earps, the like goalie for England and goalie for Man United, can never, like, wouldn't even be able to say it to, like, save that goal. So yeah, that was a pretty cool goal to watch. And Bristol City played Manchester City, and Manchester City's lead goal scorer in history, and like she has like 5 hat tricks in the WSL. Khadija Bunny Shaw, yeah, Bunny Shaw. She is out for the rest of the season. She sustained a foot injury. I think she broke her foot last week. That's awful to see. She's like one of, if not the best Jamaican player of all time so far. So yeah, I know it's horrible to see that her season was cut short, because they honestly might win the league the way that they're playing, Man City. And I'm okay with Man City winning the WSL. I just don't want them to win the Champions League. No, not Champions League. The Premier League. Yeah, but they could win a WSL. I don't really care. But Man City beat Bristol City 4-0. And Mary Fowler, young Australian, she had 2 goals this game. I'm glad to see that she was able to score this, because she went to Man City, I think, a year or two ago, maybe. Yeah, I think 2022, end of 2022. And I've known her as an Australian goal scorer, but she hasn't really been able to score goals this season. But, I mean, if you have, like, one of the best goal scorers of all time, Khadija Shaw, you don't really need to score more goals if you're just going to lob the ball to her and she'll just score anyway. But now that she's out, this kind of gave her a chance to show what she's made out of and gave her a chance to really just shine. So yeah, she had 2 goals during this game. And since since Bristol City lost this game 4-0, they got relegated to the the Women's Champion League, because they only won 1 game this season and they had 3 ties and then the rest were just losses. So, mathematically, they cannot move up in the table, so they have been relegated to the Women's Champions League. However, we have newcomers into the Super League next season because Crystal Palace won the Women's Championship. So they will be moving up next season. I'm excited to see them play, since in America, you can't really, like, we don't really have access to the Women's Championship. I also, like, was talking to some people from England that it's, like, not really, like, televised there either. It's really hard. If you want to, like, see a game being played, you have to really just get out and go see the game, which really sucks. They should really put more broadcasting into, like, women's football in general. But I guess I'll be able to see them play next season because they have moved up. So congrats to them. Season isn't even over yet. But yeah, mathematically, they cannot move down and they have won. But right now in the WSL, Man City's 6 points clear of Chelsea, but they have played 2 more games than Chelsea have. And the goal differential between Man City and Chelsea are, I think, 7 goals. So if Man City just holds their form right now and then keeps scoring goals, They should be in contention of the champion, like, of winning the league. I don't see any way of Chelsea being able to just score 7 goals in 2 games. I mean, I could be wrong, but scoring 7 goals in 2 games with, like, and they have to be, like, clean sheets too. Like, they cannot concede any other goals too. That's the only way they could at least tie for first. But I think it would be really funny because Chelsea were in contention. They were able to, like, they had a chance to win 4 trophies this season, and they didn't win the FA Cup. They lost to Man City. They didn't win the Continental Cup. They lost to Arsenal. They got knocked out. They just got knocked out of the Champions League this weekend. And if they don't win the league, they have not won a single trophy this season. And I think that's just absolutely hilarious. I don't hate Chelsea or anything. I'm just an Arsenal fan, so I have to defend London with my life, I guess. So, come on, you Gunners. You got this. I don't know who they play next. Let me see if I could get, like, any, like, reception down here to see who Chelsea plays next. Let's see. Come on. Let's see. Come on. You got this. So, Chelsea. So, Chelsea plays Liverpool next on, is that Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. I do think they should win this game. Liverpool is really, they're really tricky, though. They know how to get under their opponent's skin and just, like, score one on you. It could either end in, like, a tie or Liverpool winning 1-0. Sam Kerr is out right now with a torn ACL. So, honestly, I think if Sam Kerr was still playing, I feel like Chelsea would have at least gotten one trophy this season and maybe be in first on the table. But we'll never know, I guess. And then they play Bristol City May 5th. They should win that game. Chelsea plays Tottenham. I think they should win that game. And then Man United play Chelsea on May 18th. That's going to be a game to watch, I think. That's going to be a silly game. I feel like Man United would be the team to want to ruin Chelsea. However, their rivals Man City are also in first place. Those are the things that could happen with Chelsea. But I do think Man City will win the league the way things stand right now. I'm going to take a quick break and play a cart, and then I will be right back. So yeah, I'll see you in like a minute or so.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Hi, I'm back. Okay, so let's see. So now we have the NWSL, so that's American Women's Soccer League. NWSL Instagram, whoever's admitting that, has been slacking, honestly. I checked last night. Usually they like post a weekend recap with scores. And I checked this last night and I checked this morning. No post yet. But I got my scores from my little handy-dandy football app, so it's okay. On Friday, Orlando played Washington, and I had Washington winning this game since they have Trinity. They have a pretty stacked lineup, but I completely forgot that Barbara Banda from, I think, Zimbabwe. Let me check. It's either Zimbabwe. I think it's Zambia, actually. Barbara Banda. Yeah, Zambia. 24-year-old from Zambia. She just recently got onto the team. They just signed her. I think it was a record signing too. She just joined the Orlando Pride. She's also Africa's all-time top scorer in Olympic history. I thought that would be Asisa Oshoala. However, I guess she's maybe a little bit older than Asisa. Let me see. Actually, no, she's younger than Asisat Oshoala. So I guess, like, Barbara Banda is very good. very good player. And she scored a header for, like, during this game. It was a beautiful header. I think that was her first goal in the league. That was great. But Orlando beat Washington 3-2. And then Kansas City, they've been on a roll this season. I think they haven't lost a game yet. They beat Angel City 3-1. And they were down 1-0 early in the game. But they just came back like they always do. I think they will actually win. So since America is so in love with playoffs, they don't have like winning, like top of the table winning the league. You just have to like push towards till the end. But I think they will make it to the playoffs and then eventually win the playoffs. And then those were the only two games on Friday. On Saturday, North Carolina beat Seattle 1-0. I predicted that to happen because Seattle's been in a slump recently. I'm not quite sure what it is. Maybe Megan Rapinoe retiring. They were very good last year, but yeah, not sure what happened. Portland is finally back in their Portland shape, just winning games. They beat Chicago 2-0. I had Chicago winning this game, but I guess with the change of management, they're able to just get back to their winning ways. Sophia Smith had a goal. She's a striker for the U.S. Women's National Team also. San Diego beat Bay FC 2-1. I was rooting for the Bay. I have lots of friends from the Bay, so I gotta rep them. But San Diego, I think Jaden Shaw had a goal. Jaden Shaw is 19-year-old goal striker for the U.S. Women's National Team also. Came in clutch during that game. And then we had another mid-off. Utah was playing Houston, and that tied 0-0. That was probably not a good game to watch. One of my favorite players, though, Paige Nielsen, she used to be on Angel City. She's now on Houston, and the way with, like, they traded her to Houston for some money, and the way that Angel City structured themselves, players get, they had, like, 2 years of, like, stability within the franchise, so they would not get traded, they would not get sold unless the player wanted to, which means that Paige Nielsen willingly went to Houston, which is crazy. I don't know why she did that. I miss her, but it's okay. I'll see her soon. And then we only had one game yesterday, New Jersey, New York, Gotham versus Louisville. I had Louisville winning this one, and Louisville were up 1-0 until the 90th minute. Rose Lavelle was subbed in for Lynn Williams, and right after she was subbed in, she scored a 90th minute goal and then tied the game 1-1. So the Gotham did not drop any points this weekend. They shared the points with Louisville, and as the table stands, Kansas City is 4 points clear of North Carolina, who is in second place, with a 9. The goal differential is 9. They've just been a scoring machine. And tie with like American women's soccer, Alex Morgan is injured. She has an ankle injury, I think, and it's on a week to week basis. So I hope she gets better soon, because with the Olympics coming up, we're gonna need her. I'm not gonna lie, she hasn't been like a game changer for the U.S., but in terms of morale, I think that's one thing that the U.S. Women's National team needs, and I think that's what's happening to the Seattle Reign also. They're losing a very long-term player, Megan Rapinoe, and that I think she was like kind of the glue of the franchise, so with her missing. Also, Roosevelt and Emily Sonnet went to the Gotham. They did lose a lot of players, actually, last season. That's why they're probably not doing so well. But yeah, they're not doing great. But I hope Alex Morgan does get better relatively soon, because I'm seeing her next month and then also in July if she gets better. But yeah, I hope she gets better soon. I have like 30 seconds left. if you're in the Pittsburgh area or fans of Pittsburgh, get excited because you're getting a WUSL team. Women's soccer is coming to Pitt. I think they already have the Riverhounds or something, or the Greyhounds, one of them. But you'll be getting another team under the same name, I think, one of the same names. But yeah, that was Tidaland Arena. I'm glad you guys listened in. Hope you enjoyed. Next, we have Panic on the Streets of London. Great show, great music. I'll see you in 2 weeks if you'd like. And if you'd like to know more about the Slow Trip, tune in tomorrow to Aggie Talk. But that's all from me. See ya.
Hello, this is DJ Zenyatta. You are tuning in to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. This is my show, Panic on the Streets of London. Before we get started, I'd like to say a thank you to all the people who donated during Fundraiser Week last week. We had a great Fundraiser Week, so thank you so much just for tuning in and your support. We love you all so much. And one more thing, as DJ Zenyatta, I named myself after a racehorse. So just want to share with everybody that the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. I'm still not like 100% sure of my pick, but I'm thinking I'm going to Sierra Leone. He's the one who's been impressing me so far all year. Very consistent, good horse. I think he'll do well. But I do have a couple of sentimental picks that I'd also just like to mention on air. One is Endlessly. And the reason I'm rooting for him is because he actually raced just not too far from here. He raced at Golden Gate Fields here just outside San Francisco. So always got to root for a local horse. And also, I want to give a little shout out to Stronghold. He won the Santa Anita Derby in Southern California. And he also won the Sunland Park Derby in New Mexico. And Sunland Park is not a big racetrack, but it's one of my sentimental favorites because it's actually one of the only two racetracks I've ever been. I've only ever been to Cal Expo at the State Fair and Sunland Park, but I love it there. My favorite places in the world, record store, radio station, the racetrack. I love it there. But anyways, jumping back into the show, I'm going to kick off right now with some Bronski beat. So thank you so much for tuning in.